Okay. This is a public hearing of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources for the purpose of considering the nomination by the governor of Kristen E. Braun of Bath for the appointment to Marine Resources Advisory Council. Under the law and joint rules of the legislature, this committee is required to hold this public hearing and to recommend confirmation or denial of the nominee by majority vote of the committee members present and voting. As chairs of the committee, we will then send written notice of the committee's recommendations to the President of the Senate. The committee will hear testimony from and have an opportunity to question the governor or his representative, the nominee, and any other persons present who wish to speak for or against the nomination. We do have still, Deidre, we still have the representative from the Marine Resources Department.
Thank you, Senator Baker, Representative Kamiga, and members of the Marine Resources Committee. I am Deirdre Gilbert, Director of State Marine Policy at DMR, and I am here today to present Governor LePage's nominee to the Marine Resources Advisory Council, Kristen, also known as Togue, Braun of Bath. Togue has been nominated to fill one of the seats on the council reserved for persons holding non-harvesting-related licenses. As a seafood dealer specializing in scallops, she meets the requirements to hold the seat on the council. Togue brings a wealth of experience to the Marine Resources Advisory Council and is well-suited for this nomination. She has a graduate degree in fisheries policy and has seen fisheries management decisions from both sides of the table, as a regulator within the department and as a business person affected by marine resources regulations. Togue is creative and an innovator who will bring new ideas to the council. She is also a leader who is committed to the industry, serving on the board of the Maine Fishermen's Forum and in other capacities. Togue is qualified for this appointment to the Marine Resources Advisory Council, and I ask for your favorable consideration of her nomination.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion? Representative Pierce makes the motion to recommend confirmation of Kristen Braun Bath for the appointment to the Marine Resources Advisory Council. Representative Battle is seconding that. Thank you. And do we have Kristen Braun willing to appear and speak to those? You go after. Thank you. You're apparently quite popular. We're very thrilled to have you. Obviously, I'm overjoyed because you're from my district, and I'm very impressed by the degree of diversity in terms of area also. I'm very pleased. So welcome, and thank you for
coming.
Thank you.
Good morning, Senator Baker, Representative Kamiga, and the members of the committee. I am very honored to be here today. I know many of you have seen me speak before in support of or opposition to bills, and also when I was at the Department of Marine Resources. You might not know that I actually come from somewhat of a fishing family. My father was a lobsterman, and I have worked within the commercial fishing and seafood industry for almost 30 years now. In a wide capacity. I worked as a French translator at the European Seafood Exhibition. I worked at selling trade shows, commercial fishing trade shows in Argentina. I have worked at Harbor Fish Market for a number of years when I was in college. I've gone out on shrimp boats trying to figure out what prompts their inshore migration in the winter. I've written for Commercial Fisheries News. I feel that my broad expanse of my variety of experience will serve me well on this committee, on this council, excuse me. I think having worked at the department, I understand the challenges that regulators and to a certain degree legislators face, and being a member of the industry, I also understand the many challenges that the industry faces. So I look forward to serving if you confirm me, and I hope that you'll do so.
Thank you very much. We really can't thank you enough for all you do. Huge background. Are there questions for Ms. Braun? A statement? And Mick actually wishes to speak at the podium. So do you want to wait for your comment? Okay, thank you. Representative Pierce.
I don't need to get to the podium. Togue has been a great representative for DMI when she worked with the department. I worked with her just slightly. Has a great product that she sells when she does scallops, and I think she's a great nominee for this position.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pierce. You're going to speak from here. You want the podium. Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Ms. Braun, it's great to see you here. She talked about a lot of experience that she has. However, she did fail to mention one aspect of her experience, which I was very involved with. She ran the Sea Urchin Zone Council for 2 years?
I think so, yeah.
And I was a city member on it. For those of you who are aware of the Sea Urchin Zone Council, it can be extremely contentious. We at times had to have a Marine Patrol officer wearing his gun to keep control of meetings throughout the years. Toga has did a fantastic job of making sure that we move forward. And I am sure, based on my several years of experience of working with her on a fisheries-related committee/council, that she will do a fantastic job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Wow. You're about 1,000 here. Senator Mearmont.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
And just because of your experience, I just got this that I was going to share with the department, and I think you could shed some light on it. And it talks about the closing of the scallop area around Final Haven, but that it leaves an area that is too deep for divers to dive and get scallops. And yet, in the areas around, in the closed area, there seems to be an abundance of scallops. And I keep hearing this. Do you think that the department is using a formula that's really working for the scallop closures? And do you think there needs to be any thought to, if you're closing off part of the fishery but leaving it open for the boats that can access an area as opposed to the divers who can't, how would you deal with that in the long term as far as advising the department? Thank you.
To the first question, do I think that what the department is doing is good? And yes, when it comes to scallops, I feel there's absolutely no certainty in fisheries management, but it's almost always better to err on the side of conservation, and we've made some good progress in bringing the resource back somewhat. I think that the emergency the trigger mechanism is very important. So for the first time, we're actually able to close something down before it's been decimated. So that's very good. We don't know exactly what's going on in the closed areas. We know that they're coming back somewhat. We don't have the money to survey the way that we would like to see exactly what's there and then count every scallop that comes out of it. But I think the department is doing a good job of using the information that they have and trying to make the best decisions. In terms of closing an area that to divers that draggers can still get into, there are lots of cable areas that divers are able to harvest in right now, but draggers aren't. It's sort of difficult to manage a fishery where there are two so very different types of harvesters, divers, and draggers. And when you get into a room with scallop divers and scallop draggers, it's very easy for them to point the finger at each other and say, oh, you draggers are, you know, scraping over the bottom, and you divers are taking away the brood stock. I think the department has made a good choice of focusing on, okay, we know that both of you have an impact on this, and we're going to try to manage for the long-term benefit of the resource as a whole and mitigate the impacts of both of those. So there's no great solution, and any time you make any decision in fisheries management, someone's going to suffer. You just have to try to make sure that you select those sufferers as fairly as possible and minimize the suffering.
So, that all makes sense. What about if you're closing an area that then will have one part of the fishery able to still fish? You kind of have these things where when you have closures, you are affecting one or the other. Okay. So, with the resource protection, if you say an area is close to dragging because it may have a bigger effect on the resource, could you close it to dragging but still allow diving because that has a lesser impact due to the nature of just picking instead of breaking and burying and whatever effects that might have, so that you could leave an area open to diving that you might close to dragging, which we already determined that there's some unfairness in the system anyway. Should that be part of the formula?
No. I'm just like, definitely not. It's not as cut and dry as you might think of dragging is bad because it's dragging a dredge over the seafloor, and diving is good because you're not doing that. Yes, there are pros and cons to both, and you could stand in a room, and I've been there when it's happened, and point fingers at each other, and they're arguing, like, this is better, this is better. I think the department has been right not to take that approach. I'll just go back to the say. It's a complicated thing. I'd be happy to sit down and talk with you at any point about it, and I'll take as much time as you guys want, because I'm always happy to talk about scallop management. But, no, I think, you know, there are areas, just because of the depth, that are, when you close an area that's far offshore, that's effectively closing it to dragging, and it was already closed to divers. We already do this, where some areas are just off-limits by their very nature to divers, and some are off-limits to draggers, and I think I trust what the department is doing now of trying to step back from this whole diver versus dragger mentality and just say, okay, they both have impacts. Let's try to make the best for everybody involved and bring the resource back. And with the rotational management especially, if people say, well, there's an impact to the bottom, well, when you close it for 2 years, 3 years, then you've sort of mitigated that. And it's also important to realize that the Gulf of Maine is a very high-energy environment, and the top few centimeters of the sediment are overturned regularly because of storms and tides anyway. So mentally you think of a dredge going over the seafloor and, oh, it's terrible. Well, that seafloor is regularly overturned. They're not going into deep-sea coral areas. The areas that the scallops are present are high-energy environments, so you're not disturbing, you know, long-term corals that will never grow back. The resilience of the area is high.
Sounds like you're in the right place right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other questions? Other comments? Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak for? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Is there anyone else wishing to provide additional, neither for nor against, information? Hearing none, seeing none, we will close the public hearing. We do have a motion on the floor. And all those in favor of recommending confirmation of Kristen Ebron of Bath for appointment to the Marine Resources Advisory Council will vote either yay. If you are opposed, you will vote nay. Our committee clerk will take the roll.
Representative Bloom.
Yay.
Representative Hawk.
Yes.
Senator Meerman?
Yes.
Representative Pierce?
Yay.
Senator Langley is absent. Senator Baker?
Yes.
Representative Kumega?
Yes.
Representative Devin?
Yay.
Representative Tool?
Aye.
Representative McCrae?
Yes.
Representative Sawicki is absent. Representative Alley?
Yes.
Representative Battle?
Yes.
11 in support of the nomination. It is unanimous for Kristen Braun.